This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Podcasts, as those inclined to audio news and storytelling know, are hot right now. Everybody who's anybody has one. But not all podcasts are created equal, as everybody knows. Consider for just a moment the company insider genre.
I would like every employee to be what I call brand obsessed.
I love my job. I have a pinch me moment every single day that I get to do this job.
We can see their problems. We can solve their problems. They can call us for advice and they can call us for help.
Netflix has a podcast, Trader Joe's, Home Depot. There are in all 30 different companies in the S&P 500 making their own podcasts. Austin Hufford wrote about them for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk content here for a minute. What do these podcasts offer in subject matter?
Well, you know, it's not too different than, like, I guess, a radio show or a small podcast.
Hey, now. I'm sitting right here, man.
They interview an executive, you know, and they basically talk about what the executive does, you know, maybe their history, maybe their past. And sometimes they try to get a little bit human and talk about some of their stuff outside of work, too. Right. That's when I think some of them end up having some appeal.
Right. You listened to a bunch, I'm sure, for this story. What grabbed you? What stuck out?
You know, I cover businesses for a living, and so many times they're so buttoned up and, for lack of a better word, boring. You know, if you go to these investment conferences, there's never even hardly a laugh in the room. And I think sometimes it was kind of fun to kind of hear some of these executives sort of speak kind of bluntly at times. Mm-hmm. You maybe even joke around, you know, and, you know, I'm not going to say all of them were always the most interesting, right? I mean, many of them were boring, but occasionally some of the podcasts had, you know, interesting moments or times when you're like, wow, I could actually understand what this company cares about a little bit better.
It's also kind of an internal communications device, right? It's a little bit of an all staff company memorandum.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you know, I think it's easy to kind of make fun of the podcast, and that we do a little bit in the story, but you're not comparing it to the highly produced podcast. You're really comparing it to the internal company memo. And on that metric, I mean, maybe it's probably more fun to listen to an executive talk for 10 minutes than to read some long, boring thing in your email at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, so that's the internals, but also there is a recruiting dimension to this too, right?
Yeah, I mean, people say that when you're deciding to work at a place, you're doing research online, you're Googling things, going on Wikipedia, and also maybe downloading the podcast. And so the idea is like you're trying to create as much content out there that kind of lets an employee know what it's like to work at that company. And they obviously want to put their best face forward.
Should I want to listen to other companies' podcasts? I can just go on Apple Podcasts or whatever my podcast app of choice is, right? They are publicly available, most of them.
Yeah, I mean, some companies like have built their own apps or have worked with other companies to build apps. You know, I don't think you necessarily need to. I think if you're maybe you could listen to ones in your own industry, it wouldn't be crazy to kind of see what some of the competitors are doing. You know, the CEOs are always in the media. They talk a lot. But for some of the mid-level execs, you kind of never get to hear from them directly. Right. And so in that sense, they are helpful in terms of an intelligence tool.
Yeah. For lack of a better word, who is the talent on these podcasts, right? I mean, you've got the corporate executive or you've got whatever the story is. Who's doing the hosting thing?
Usually it's someone from the internal communications team.
Yeah.
You know, for some of these companies, they're actually like radio people. And so, you know, they have the great voice. And we got a couple stories where these people are sort of becoming pseudo internal celebrities. They're being called the Ryan Seacrest of Caterpillar, or they're being recognized in the hallways or the bathrooms or the meetings. And so that's kind of a funny aspect of this all.
Austin Hufford, he covers corporate America for the Wall Street Journal. Austin, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you.